You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Three, two, one. Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 We beat Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Why, hello, everybody, and welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That is Perez. What is doing?
Well, we have a lot of variety to get to today, which I love. We're talking Beyonce. We're getting into Brad Pitt, which a lot of us older people still care about. We have some Paris Hilton news.
Us decrepit old people.
I know. Actually, I love old people drama, and we will be getting into more old people drama later on in this show. I'm saving the old people drama towards the end.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's maybe not as sexy. But also because some of our Patreon supporters want. We're talking more Bravo celebrities today, specifically some Vanderpump Rules grossness, really. Mm. I'm shocked. And also Kim Zolciak, your favorite Bravo celebrity. But first, I am so thankful that we had an extended break, because while I didn't catch up on sleep, I am fully caught up with work, and it feels like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Not to burst your bubble, but here comes award season.
Oh, it's all good. I'm back on, and it's like, at least I'm caught up with work, and tomorrow I'm going to the gym. I just know it. It's happening. And I did nothing all of Thanksgiving break except for one night. I went with my kids to go see Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, and Pitbull. And I unfortunately missed Enrique Iglesias' set.
Aw, damn it. I was dying to hear how he was, and
I know.
It was as bad as I've seen online.
Well, actually, after the fact, when I got home, I did some Googling, and I found out that he announced his retirement. Not his retirement from touring, but I saw an announcement that he said that he's going to stop making music. I hope it's not because of all of the negative attention that he's been getting. And then actually, last night, I saw this one video of Enrique Iglesias from the 90s. From the very beginning of his career. And back then, he was already plagued with these rumors that he couldn't sing. So you know what he did? Do you remember this? I have to send you the clip. He went on the Howard Stern show and had this musician with him and decided to perform acoustically. And he sounded like shit.
Really?
To try to prove that he could sing. And the funniest thing was Howard is like, he could really sing. Wow. He could really, and he sounded so bad.
I don't recall that.
It's from the 90s. Like, I could tell by how young he looked. Anyways, I think his fans don't give a shit if he sounds great or not. It's about the songs. Like Selena Gomez. Is she the best vocalist? No, but I love her music. She's got so many bops, and it is what it is. And I am bummed I missed Pitbull because he brings the party every time.
Yeah, he's always a great show. It doesn't matter if you like Pitbull or not. Yeah. You will by the time you leave.
But Ricky was amazing. I think maybe last time I saw him, this is just speculation, but I saw him with Enrique 2 years ago. He might have been going through some marital difficulties or I don't know, but he felt lighter. He felt brighter. He just, he brought it on a whole other level. I love Ricky, always will. Did you get up to anything fun over the Thanksgiving break?
I got up about 5 pounds at least. I've shoveled everything into my mouth. Yesterday was Kellen's birthday, so I had another pasta night on top of Thanksgiving, which was 5 days of, you know, I was off all last week from the radio, so I have drank every day and just had the time of my life, and we were off for a nice stretch, so I made pasta last night, and it was like a bolognese, but with turkey, and it just took all day to make it, but it was so yummy and great, and it's, you know, birthday cake after Thanksgiving pie. Mm. I need to run to work today.
I did a little drinking, too. I'm not even a big drinker, but what I am is the kind of person, if somebody mails me something, if you send me stuff, I'm not going to throw it away. I'm not going to gift it to somebody else. I'm going to hold on to it, and then I'm going to have it. So this company here in Vegas, they make these like margaritas in a can. They sent me a six-pack of margaritas in a can, and I enjoyed all six of those margaritas in a can.
Amazing.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
I didn't even tease this because It's not a big name, but I love when there's a juicy story. So today's show is going to be great, I'm telling you. And we're starting off with Beyoncé. I'm surprised that this didn't get more attention, or at least I don't think it did. But Beyoncé had the premiere this weekend for her new docu-film that comes out soon. Mm-hmm. Unlike the Taylor Swift one, which was just a straight-up concert movie, the Beyoncé one also features a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. And at the premiere were her bandmates in Destiny's Child, but not just Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams. The other two chicks that were kicked out of Destiny's Child also showed up too.
I did not hear that either.
Maybe because it was a Thanksgiving weekend.
That's what I was going to say. Nobody was working and everybody kind of shuts it down. So that's not like earth-shattering news, but it would have been noteworthy if everybody was at the office or, you know, working.
Exactly. It did get around. I saw, you know, attention for the premiere, mainly just focused on what Beyoncé wore, but I didn't see a lot of people talking about the fact that the previous two Destiny's Child members were there.
Wow.
I wonder if we can read into that. Like, what if there's like a mega Destiny's Child with like the old two and the three recent ones?
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
That would be interesting. I mean, but
that would be, but
not really, because nobody really cares about the other two, really, because they were just around for like a hot second.
Like a part of the tour where they, you know, where they just come out. I don't mean like, you know, they should focus it around them, but if they, you know, because, you know, Beyonce's probably not going to get back together with them anyhow to do a whole thing. So, I mean, maybe just part of her tour, you know, Beyonce featuring Destiny's Child or something. And then, you know, she throws them a bone as well.
They should I could see that.
That would be awesome.
Then it makes splitting up the fees a lot easier and cleaner.
Yeah. You guys get 1%.
Yeah.
Beyonce gets 99%.
Yeah. And that 1% would still be a lot of money.
A lot.
Yeah.
I would take it. 1% split over four people too.
Also, people are not talking about this because maybe they're not aware, but I read that Beyonce, being the diva that, I mean, I don't understand this.
I have confirmation of what you're about to say is true.
I might dismiss it as being a diva, but I just don't understand it.
It's easy to understand.
Oh, let me tell everybody what happened. Beyonce had a premiere for her new docufilm and she didn't fucking do the red carpet. She did take photos afterwards with her personal photographer, but she totally skipped the fucking red carpet with photographers, with videographers, with journalists. I don't get it. Why?
It's even better than that. It was a silver carpet, by the way, but it's even better than that. She did do the carpet. She did do it with her photographer. I mean, they shut it down.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but they shut it down, kicked everyone out, and then she did it. That takes it to the next level.
Oh, that's awful.
It's like, we're done. Good night, everybody. Everybody clears out. Then she did the carpet. So the pictures of her are from the carpet. It's not like from her elsewhere.
No. I know. I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why?
She's a diva. She's got her perfect angle. No one can shoot her except for her photographer. She puts out the pictures on her own Instagram. It is ultimate diva, like non-likable behavior. It is, because you look at like a Taylor Swift who does The Grove, who shows up 3 hours before and takes selfies with thousands of people and is like very much with the people. The juxtaposition of that versus, you know, Beyonce, I'm not even going to do the carpet with you peasant photographers. I'm just going to have mine.
It almost feels unfair to compare Taylor Swift to anybody, because she's the gold standard and in a league of her own, really.
If you're looking at peers, she's a peer, and just seeing how two separate peers handle the same sort of situation is interesting. That's all. It doesn't mean anything, but it's interesting.
Like Madonna, who is even more image conscious because she's older. So, you know, she filters the fuck out of everything. And like, would Madonna do something like that? I don't know. It's like people showed up for your premiere for you, and then you don't even fucking do the carpet.
Madonna loved the attention. She loved the chaos. She loved the pandemonium around her. No way she would have done that. I just don't see it.
It left a real bad taste in my mouth. On the flip side, just universally adored word. I don't think anybody could have a negative thing to say about her. It made me very happy to see that over the Thanksgiving break, Dolly Parton was getting a lot of attention for her Thanksgiving halftime show performance for the Dallas Cowboys game. She had on a nude bodysuit. On top of that, she was dressed as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. So she wasn't, you know, really bearing her midriff, but she could have. You know, she's got a banging body for 78, I think she is.
Yeah.
And I love her. Although I was a little bit scared, though. She was like holding on to that star for dear life and like wearing those hooker heels. I'm like, maybe it's time to retire the hooker heels, Dolly. Like, maybe some sensible shoes at 78 might be a good idea. Also trending that day for a halftime show performance was Jack Harlow. I think it was in Detroit. That was a Thursday game, right?
Yeah, Detroit did play on Thanksgiving. Yeah, and they laid an egg, by the way.
Yeah, so people were criticizing him because it looked like his set was low budget. But I'm like, he's not paying for that.
And it's not the Super Bowl. It's Thanksgiving. And there's always some crappy act. And I shouldn't say crappy. Jack Harlow's awesome. I mean, over the years, I remember Sheryl Crow doing it. I remember Creed doing it. There's just no frills. It's like they essentially put you out there with a microphone and a stage and they shoot it and it looks terrible. Like they put nothing into it. I kind of feel that in like 20 years into the NFL, it'll be more production around it. And we'll look back at this like I look back at the 70s when there was a car parked in the end zone. It'll feel the same.
But to his credit, and I would say I like Jack Harlow, but I'm not a Jack Harlow fan.
Right.
He was 100% live. And that means more to me than anything, actually, because a lot of rappers, hip-hop acts, or all artists, pop, hip-hop, it doesn't matter. But a lot of rappers, they are live over a super heavy backing track. And I didn't think I even heard a fucking backing track. It was just Jack Harlow. And I'm like, kudos to him. Like, props. Nice. That was awesome. All right. I did not expect this story to get the reaction that it did. But boy, when I posted it yesterday, it popped off on my social media. The story is this. We all know Amber Rose. She is Kanye West's ex. She also is the baby mama of Wiz Khalifa's son. She also had a child with Cher's new boyfriend. And she does other things as well. But while she was being interviewed, she revealed on a podcast that her kids, even her four-year-old, drink coffee daily. And I'm not just talking about like a sip of her cup. She specified they drink their own coffee and not like a kid size, like a regular cup of coffee. And that really divided people. And it just got me thinking, like, you know, I would imagine that pediatricians would probably advise against giving a four-year-old a daily 8-ounce cup of coffee.
I don't know. If you compare it to a soda.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Even some of these juice box drinks.
Yeah.
Riddled with sugar and God knows what they put in those things. I can't even understand why this is even a debate with people. But if you really think it through, it's just a bean. It's a bean that's grown from the ground. I mean, with water poured over it.
I don't let my kids drink soda in my house, but I do let them when we're out and about, like at a restaurant or some special occasion, which I think is teaching them the concept of moderation, which I'm all for. But just to play devil's advocate, okay, at some point, authorities might or should probably intervene. For example, back to the soda thing. Let's say your 8-year-old weighs 300 pounds. I believe at that point, the government should step in and take that child or like help that parent better. Because an 8-year-old should not be 300 pounds.
Well, I mean, it could be a thyroid condition too.
If it's not.
If you're just saying they're shoveling the wrong kind of crap into
the
thing,
if you're drinking, you know, 5 liters of Coke every day and eating just the worst things, you know, like, and then like on the flip side, it's like, all right, fine, maybe one cup of coffee a day. But what do you do if like a parent just lets their kid do whatever they want and they're drinking 10 cups of coffee a day?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a parent. And if people want to parent that way, I feel badly for the subject being raised.
I just would never give my kids coffee. I've given them sips. I would give them sips. That's totally fine. I mean, maybe like when they're teenagers, but when they're so young, it's just like, I don't get it, but whatever makes you happy. All right. Congratulations to Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman. The two of them just celebrated their 12th anniversary. Aww.
One of these days, I'm going to learn who they are.
She was a very famous housewife for a long time. She was on Real Housewives.
She's not that famous.
She was in the Bravo universe.
In the Bravo universe. There you go. Us non-watchers, I have no idea who these two people are. I mention them every week. I could not pick them out of a lineup.
You know, that was a week ago, right? Then a few days later, Thanksgiving week, the police were called to their house again. And even worse, one of their young children was the person that called 911.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, apparently there were no signs of domestic violence. They just were screaming and getting extremely verbal and unpleasant with each other. And they have these three or four really young children, like 8, 9, 10 around there in their house. It's just... it's sad.
It's unfortunate that when that's the only way you could communicate with another person, it just doesn't work. That you get two people that are like that on top of it. It's a toxic situation.
They have a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, and 9-year-old twins.
Yeah, and they're all going to behave that way when they grow up as well, because that's what they saw.
Actually, this could probably be a big deterrent for them to be on their best behavior. But after a certain point, I think that they should start getting charged for having the police go out to their house so much.
Don't they do that?
They do? I don't know.
Look, if the police come to your house and respond to an alarm going off, you have to pay for that.
But that's not an alarm going off. It's a different situation.
I mean, it's the same thing in theory. Look, if an ambulance shows up at your house, you're getting a bill. So I got to think it's the same thing. I don't know. I mean, maybe it just depends on where you live.
The other argument could be made that, you know, it's their responsibility to try and protect people from violence. So I don't know. They're just so messy.
I say charge them.
Speaking of messy, over the Thanksgiving break, an old post that Brad Pitt's son made on social media went viral. Pax, who's now 19 years old, had posted something back in 2020 when he was just 16. And this is really interesting. Like, why now? Like, why did this leak now, 3 years later, or 3.5 years later? He posted it Father's Day 2020. Clearly, I feel like this was a strategic attempt to hurt Brad Pitt. You would think from Team Angelina Jolie for some reason, but let me read you the post. I don't even care, honestly. I just called him the worst father in the world. I'll read it. He said, "Happy Father's Day to this world-class asshole. You, time and time and again, prove yourself to be a terrible and despicable person. You have no consideration or empathy toward your four youngest children who tremble in fear when in your presence. You will never understand the damage you have done to my family because you are incapable of doing so. You have made the lives of those closest to me a constant hell. You may tell yourself in the world whatever you want, but the truth will come to light someday. So happy Father's Day, you fucking awful human being."
That's a very put together rant for a 16-year-old.
God.
That almost seems like there was an assist from an adult.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, that's intense. But I wonder if you're 16 and you have much younger siblings, because he was older by maybe like 6 years, I think, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I would think it's totally possible for you to be going through and having a very different experience of your mother and father than your younger siblings are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I find that in general with any person. I mean, one person's experience to anything could be totally different to another's.
Even if you live in the same house. Yeah.
If you look at coaching for an athlete versus other athletes that you've treated the same, or teachers, you know, that teacher treated me like shit, where other people would say that teacher was just tough. It's perspective. It just is. So it's awful that their social media and their family business is aired out. But is it that crazy that a kid hates their parent? No, I think parents go through that every day. It just sucks it's on social media.
I feel like, you know, it's coming soon. My son's about to turn 11, you know, and he's been an angel so far, but I don't know. Especially boys.
Now, boys are the easiest.
Are they? Really? I don't know.
I think girls hate you for no reason. Girls and moms and daughters, they got this thing. I don't know what it is, but you see it time and time again, and they go through different ebbs and flows. But I don't know, guys with their dads, it's usually reactive. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I'm not seeing anything that you've done to your kid that's going to make him, like, pissed.
All right. Well, I've got some juicy topics that I'm saving for the podcast on Thursday for our Patreon exclusive show. Things that I don't want to talk about getting out there.
Let me just put this on timeout for just 1 second. So Perez, if you're not a Patreon follower, Perez on our last episode before Thanksgiving, in my opinion, gave one of the best stories that he's ever given and unloaded on a specific celebrity where I was astounded and shocked and loved every second of it. And I almost thought about maybe we should put a tease out for everybody else. Exactly. You got to subscribe to hear it. It's one of my favorites.
Well, and you know, on Thursday's show, I'm talking about two very different things. One, I'm just nervous for two very different reasons. I don't want to talk about it publicly. So in our safe Patreon bubble, we will discuss these two very interesting, juicy stories on Thursday.
And I know a lot of you are pissed right now, but I got to be honest. There's a lot of rats among us here. And I'm not saying you are listening, but there's a couple of rats that let things go out there for the world to hear. And Patreon is our safe zone. We say whatever the fuck we want there. It's great.
Patreon.com/Perez Hilton. Congratulations to Paris Hilton. She announced over the Thanksgiving break that she welcomed her second child into the world, a baby girl named London.
London?
Yeah, Paris has a Phoenix, that's her son, and now she's got a London.
London, okay.
And congratulations to her surrogate as well. Paris claims that her fear of giving birth herself is what informed her decision to use a surrogate. I think she just didn't want to get fat. I mean, I don't say that as a bad thing. Like, if you don't want to have a child yourself and want a surrogate to carry your baby because you don't want to get fat, then okay, whatever. I respect that.
Well, what do you mean get fat? Just from the actual baby being in you?
Well, some women speculate that, like, once you have a child, like, it changes your body forever and your hormones and this and that and the other, and it's hard to stay thin. And, you know, she's so image conscious that it would make sense that she wants to maintain that.
I think it's to each his own.
No, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying
there might be an element
truth
to all of this, of course.
Yeah.
I'll let you speculate.
Speaking of Paris Hilton, on our Patreon show, we discussed Kim Kardashian and this new movie that she's producing. Well, I have an update on that. She's just sold the film, a comedy, to Netflix. So Kim's doing very well for herself on the acting and producing front. Congratulations.
It sold for $827.
It doesn't matter. I would fucking do a movie for free on Netflix. The exposure that gives you. And, you know, she knows.
It's all about just that headline. As I said, I'm sure they didn't give her a lot of money.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're 100% right. It does not matter. It's about the headline and the optics.
And especially because Netflix is an audience that she's not tapped into. She's on Hulu. So doing something with Netflix is really smart, strategic for her, I would say.
If it's good. If it's not, it'll be a fart in the wind. No one will care.
Speaking of Kim, her daughter was very much prominently featured on the most recent episode of The Kardashians on Hulu. And people were really attacking this fucking 10-year-old kid. It's just crazy to me. It all stemmed from what happened on the episode. It was the Met Gala episode, and Northwest is a very vocal 10-year-old. She's definitely Kanye's daughter. I think we should be celebrating kids being outspoken. And then obviously we saw this one moment where Kim is trying to teach North that you can be outspoken and share your truthful feelings without being hurtful. That's a lesson that I've learned and that I try to impart with my kids, even amongst each other, like how they talk to each other. It's important. But you know, it's not that deep. She's fucking talking about stupid clothes, like silly fashion.
Without being mean, I'll just say this. I love that that's the kid that she got.
Well, she did say on the show a couple of weeks ago that she prefers living or staying with her dad. And as a result of that, Kanye decided that he wanted to spend some one-on-one time with North. So he took her on a trip to the Middle East, to Dubai and I believe Abu Dhabi as well.
What a party.
And that's where the reports that Kanye and his wife had broken up came from, because she went to Australia, where she's from, to go visit her family.
She doesn't want to be near that kid. You kidding me? And it's Thanksgiving, too.
No, that's only because Kanye told her that it was just a father-daughter trip.
I believe that.
And they're now back together. So Kanye and his wife are a thing.
Thank God.
Some unfortunate news with Tiffany Haddish to get to in a second.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you: luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
On Black Friday, Tiffany Haddish, the actress and comedian, was arrested for DUI. She was found in Beverly Hills asleep at the wheel of her car at around 5:45 a.m. This just a year and some change after she was arrested for DUI in Georgia. Well, that trial actually hasn't started yet. She hasn't agreed to a plea deal. We don't know the outcome of that yet. But if in that situation she's found guilty, or, you know, agrees to plead guilty or whatever, I don't know, two DUI arrests within 2 years, I think her license should be taken away for at least 5 years or something.
That's a big red flag.
I mean, I hope she gets help, but I'm just glad nobody was hurt.
I just don't understand driving anywhere when you got that kind of money. You know what I mean? It's, you know, not like she lives 100 miles from anything.
Awful, awful, awful. In more legal news, Jamie Foxx has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2015. He's denying that. Axl Rose also has been accused of sexual assault in a new lawsuit. Cuba Gooding Jr. has been accused of sexual assault in two new lawsuits. Diddy has been accused of rape in two more lawsuits. Like, what happened over Thanksgiving break?
It's the New York statute of limitations is the law has changed and you have to have everything filed before the end of this year. The length of time that you can allege something is now officially going to change. So if anybody's ever thought about chasing someone, they have to kind of do it now if it's from, and I forget what the 10 years plus or 7 years plus, whatever the number is, but that's what's happening. And that's why you guys are seeing this so often.
Also, that photographer Terry Richardson is facing a lawsuit with this model who claims he raped her on camera and sold it as art. And then you were featured in a photo with that one model that the Daily Mail posted an article. Did you date that model? You know her?
Yeah, that was my ex-fiance.
Oh, wow. You still talk to her?
No.
Well, okay then. And finally, wrapping up our legal segment for today, and this is the real old people drama, senior citizens and music icons Hall and Oates are involved in a bitter lawsuit, and one of them just got a restraining order against the other. But it's all murky because we don't really know what's going on. Like, we don't know what the lawsuit's about.
Well, I think it's about the fact that they can't play the songs that they did together in concert without the other for some of the songs. I think Daryl Hall performs out a lot. And I think maybe John Oates is pissed because he's doing Hall & Oates songs and he's not getting a piece. So he's put a restraining order against his portion of the music, especially when he wrote the song. So, who fucking knows? But it's just so weird because these guys have got to be, what, in their late 60s? I mean,
or older, yeah.
Maybe older, you're right, because I mean, they had hits when we were, hell, you were probably five when they had hits. I mean, they've been around since the 70s. I think they're still the greatest selling duo of all time.
All right, on to some wackier news. There was this rumor floating around that Vanderpump Rules alum Rachel Levis was dating Dave Portnoy, that guy from Barstool Sports. Mm-hmm. And he released a statement that was, I'm not easily shocked, but this really left a bad taste in my mouth. He gave a statement to the New York Post saying, I can confirm I've never met that trash bag in my life, and it's wildly insulting to even be mentioned in the same sentence as her.
That's rude.
I know.
It's a fucking television show. Ease up, bro.
I know. Is that any way to
what
talk
an asshole.
About it? I know. What an asshole. I mean, maybe that's his brand. I don't really know him too much, but...
Yes, he's very outspoken. He goes and eats pizza.
I don't know. It's
just rude.
All right. Wrapping things up, some TV news also. Bobby Burke from Queer Eye has been fired. He's the design guy on the Netflix show. But honestly, I'm surprised that show is even still on because Netflix usually doesn't do shows for many seasons and their Queer Eye reboot has been around for a long time. Apparently, he just hated doing the show and there was friction with some of the other Queer Eyes. So they're now looking for a new design dude. And... A quick thank you to some of our Patreon supporters who gave topic suggestions today. Thank you to Ashley Loftus, Don't Karenoff, Jackie, Jacqueline Joe Nugget, Joe Buckley, LNRS. And finally, for the first time since moving to Hawaii, Britney Spears' sons, Jaden, 17 years old, and Sean, 18 years old, have been spotted by the paparazzi in what I think, am deducing, guessing, was pretty clearly a staged paparazzi moment where, you know, Kevin Federline's getting the cash for that. But hey, you know, at least... They're making a living. He's making a living somehow.
What else is he going
to
do?
And apparently, Brittany is close to finally settling her divorce from Sam Asghari. And actually, no news is good news. Things have been pretty quiet on the Brittany front. I think that's a good thing. That's a great thing.
Nothing makes me happier than no Brittany stories.
Yeah. And also, similarly, I think somebody on our Patreon asked about her. We've not heard a peep, anything about Wendy Williams in a while. Mm. I would like to think that that's a positive development also.
As would I.
And hopefully, you know, she's focusing on her health and getting better. So positive vibes to Brittany and Wendy Williams. Let's take a couple calls.
Hey, Sarah from New York. I'm calling about Matt Rife. Booker, this guy is funny on TikTok. He's very good at, like, crowd work, very quick, and that translates really well for TikTok. It doesn't translate for a comedy special. It just was not a funny special. I do believe you can joke about anything, any topic at all, but it only works if it's funny.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can do it. And the truth is, you can tell when someone is making a joke that they think people will laugh at and that they really think it's funny, and when they're just trying to be inflammatory for the sake of being inflammatory. And that's what the domestic violence joke was. And that's why I think it put so many people off. It was just stupid, just a bad fucking joke.
We spoke about Matt Rife on the Patreon show. If you didn't listen to that, check it out.
I agree with all of that. I think you can be really good at one thing. It doesn't make you great at another thing. Meaning crowd work and stand-up, they're actually two different things. They're part of stand-up, but supposedly he's pretty good at the crowd work part of it. And sometimes you try to work things out. There's topics that you don't want to broach unless you're really good at stand-up. Because if you're off at all, especially with things like domestic violence, you're just going to look like an ass. And that sounds like what's happened, because we got the same call. I can't tell you how many times. So many people were like, this special stinks. Ooh. And I loved him. And maybe there'll be more messages here. I don't know how many we'll get to, but over and over. So thank you guys for all kind of catching me up.
I mentioned that that's what he predominantly posts on social media is crowd work stuff. And you said that's because he doesn't want to show his material.
Well, it sounds like his material sucks. You know? I mean, from what I can deduce from all of these freaking calls. Here we go.
Hi, it's Alex from Alabama. I am a Patreon supporter. Just wanted to throw in my 2 cents that nobody asked for about the Matt Rife thing.
Okay.
I was semi-interested in him originally. He got very famous. A lot of the videos that he posts on social media are him doing crowd work.
There you go.
And his crowd work is great. Like, he's super witty, he's very fast, you know, he catches on really quick. But the Netflix special itself, the jokes are just not funny.
Listen, there are big comedians out there that are good, that have a really good act, and they've crafted it for years, and they go into their second or third special, and you're like, this sucks. I'm thinking of this one comedian that I don't want to mention her name, but I have mentioned her name before, but I really loved her come up and I loved how great she was. And then she did a Netflix special and everybody, oh, she's got the special. And it was fucking terrible. Like, I can't tell you how bad and how flat. And it was sort of the beginning of her decline. You know, you got to continuously do that work and you got to continuously get out there on the road and work it and craft that material before you take the Netflix money. Because this guy sounds like he's toast already. Like, no one wants to touch him anymore because it's not a good special. It's a bad first look. You know, you don't get a second look in comedy too often. People decide you're funny or you're not funny.
Appreciate all your calls. Appreciate your support. See some of you on Thursday. Hopefully some new ones. If not, see y'all next Monday. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.